This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I very much do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I do appreciate the time that you're here, that you're paying attention, that you're being involved. And you should be involved in the conversation. It's one way you find out who thinks what, where, when, and how. I have a ball with this stuff. I do. So Donald Trump just won over millions of Democrat voters, you think? At least what we're hearing is, we have some Dems changing their mind based on... Now, I know some of you are going to hop right and go, well, you know, 1 week doesn't change anything. Okay. If you say so. We're talking about the American populace as a whole, right? We've got ADD more diagnosed more now than it ever has in history. And you're telling me one event can't change their minds? Are you serious? So, I don't know. I don't know if I agree with you. How's that? You're allowed to think what you want to think. But I really don't know if I agree with you. Anyway, and I don't know if you heard his speeches much, and I'm hearing from more and more people who don't like him are now worried because he's sounding much more presidential. Now, by quoting the minority vote, most previous Republican candidates are presidential candidates, and they're highly paid handlers meant dutifully going to the NAACP meeting and being berated for hours, and then the result year in and year out is that they never get the vote. Right? They never get, a Republican is never going to get the endorsement of the NAACP. Now, as usual, Donald Trump has done something completely different, and it seems to be working. Instead of obediently seeking the approval of the African-American leaders, he's turned down an invitation to their meeting and simply spoke his mind on black issues on his own terms. And I tell you what, he hit it. He has hit it, he has hit it, he has hit it. And he's got black people coming out all over the place. That's why I don't believe the polls. I know Housen believes the polls. Michael Housen, if you heard him on the show. I know Dana Perino believes the polls. I don't believe the polls. I think there's something wrong here. One lifelong conservative stalwart is calling his, recent speech a masterpiece. Don't miss out. You gotta go find it on YouTube and listen to it. Won't kill you. In Milwaukee last week, Trump made a direct, undisguised, and coherent bid to peel off a percentage of black votes that have gone uncontested for too long. Listen, like I said the other night, if you were paying attention for 10 minutes, which I hope it's longer than that, Milwaukee, Detroit, New York, Baltimore, Gary, Indiana, St. Louis, and Chicago, Democrat run... For long before I was even on this planet, been in poverty since long before I was on this planet. Right, Milwaukee has had four Republican. Democrat mayors. Detroit has had eight. New York has had four. Chicago, 8. St. Louis, 8. Gary, Indiana, 6. Baltimore, 8. And they are in a world of hurt. They are in a world of hurt. New York has had 4 Dems, 3 Republicans. And this last Dem that's in there, he has turned this thing on its head. Their crime rates are up. It's now legal to pee in the streets in New York. I'm not joking. I'm serious. We did that story. Go look it up. Because, you know, Mr. DeBlamio there, he doesn't want anybody to feel bad. And see, if you've got a drunk or you've got a homeless person or a street person, well, where else do they have to pee but in the street? So your kid, under the rule of a Democrat, again, gets to watch. Now, I'm not berating a homeless guy. Let's just say they get to watch a human being whip it out there on the street, take a, you know, start to pee, look at you maybe and smile and keep doing his thing. He can't be arrested. Good job. Don't you think? And we're the ones that are screwed up? We're the ones that are backwards? And this is only seven cities I'm talking about. We could do the 10 or 15 most oppressed cities in this country are run by Democrats. So you just keep voting for them, which is beyond me. This is exactly in line. I wasn't even going to go down this road. This was exactly in line with what we talked about the other day. Black cop shoots a black thug, and it's kill whitey time. And if that's your thought process and you're a Democrat, man, they've done a good job on you, haven't they? So Donald has decided, and I wouldn't either. I would have gone into the NAACP. They're not going to support you. Okay? And let me see. Yeah, President. Now, those Mitt Romney, John McCain, George Bush, Bob Dole, George H.W. Bush, they all got in front of them. Now, he did it without apology, without sounding patronizing, without compromising a perceived conservative principle, and without fear. He attacked Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party, and he said, you guys have been living like this for 50 years. You keep voting Democrat. They keep doing the same failed policies, failed programs. They do nothing to pull you up. They do nothing to pull you out of your misery. They do nothing to help you move forward. Nothing. And this is what I'll do to help you. And guess what? His poll numbers started to rise. His approval rating started to rise among African Americans. You got to get the speech. Maybe I'll put the speech up on the website. I don't know. But you go find it yourself. You're big people. You're adults. You know what's going on. I just never will understand it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. Take a listen. We got a lot more going on after the break. Don't go far, seriously.
Thank you. Real facts.
Oh, you know, talk to love when that happens. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, I want to welcome Red State Talk Radio to the lineup. You can hear the show on their website as well if you want to. That's redradio.com. Also, GCN Live and therealside.com is another great place you can go to listen to it. Anyway, one of my favorite guests is on with me right now. David Bigo's on the line with me. He's the president and CEO of Executive Management Services. He's also the author of a book called Devil at Our Doorstep. And David and I have been talking about his fight with the SEIU, and I keep telling people it wasn't a matter of him not wanting his people to have a better life, a better place to work. They had a great place to work. All they would have had, if the SEIU came in, all they would have had was more dues to pay. That would have been just about it. David, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we had a wonderful, wonderful jobs report, right? The president, because, you know, he always takes credit for all the good stuff. So he should take credit for pretty much just about everything going on in the jobs market. We created 38,000 new jobs in May. Yay, right? So that is less than 1,000 jobs per state. People need to think about this, okay? 22,000 of those jobs were high-paying jobs in bars and restaurants, you know, waiters, waitresses. I mean, give me and they're screaming that that $15 an hour is a way you can support your family. It's not. And these jobs being created are not. And I got a whole bunch of numbers I'm going to throw out later on. But this economy, and you're in a labor-intensive market. This isn't an economy people can survive in, is it?
No, it's not. It's really sad what's going on out there. But here's the other side of it, Joe, that people don't understand is, you know, people that are actually involved in the workforce, it's what, 62.5% are not. That's the lowest in modern history. And, you know, and then on the other side of it, you've got about 50% of the American people that are on some type of entitlement or welfare program.
Yep.
And this is all planned. This is all programmed. It's an agenda. And, you know, the fact that they came out and they were lauding, you know, the great jobs reports for a while, then all of a sudden it's down 38%. That's because they play with those numbers and everything. The American people need to wake up. They're not getting the truth and the straight and narrow of what's really going on in this country.
No, what's really funny about this is if you just use simple math, we've got about 350 million residents here in the United States, right, give or take a few million. And if you take about 75 million of those, you say those are kids or you know, very young kids kind of thing, and we have 95 million Americans that are out of work. They've actually not out of work. They've given up looking for work. These are the ones that have actually dropped off the rolls. This is the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They call it, I think these are the U6 numbers. These are the numbers where there are able-bodied people. There are people that, you know, just came off a job or have been looking for work for quite a bit of time and now have stopped applying. Think about that number. People need to think about the fact that you've got almost 100 million people out of work. What's that? What is that? That means that there's 175 million people carrying the rest of this economy. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. It can't work.
Well, no, it can't. And the other thing to this, Joe, is just going back to basics. For people to be successful in life, they have to learn very early on that you got to go out and work and persevere and move yourself up the ladder. You can't sit back and wait for other people to do it for you. And in this climate with the government welfare programs and, you know, the incentives not to work and do that, what they're slowly doing is destroying this country. And I really think that's their objective.
Yeah, I'm, you know, I didn't say that in the beginning, but I'm starting to see and say that now. You know, tens of thousands of manufacturing jobs have gone overseas, and I hate to bring his name up because, you know, people say, okay, well, you're a supporter. No, I'm just looking at things from a reality standpoint. Tens of thousands of manufacturing jobs have gone overseas, and the only guy talking about how to bring them back, and yes, maybe sometimes he doesn't put it out there quite right, but still, he's talking about bringing those jobs back here at Trump. Is he the only one that gets the fact that manufacturing jobs are very important to us here?
Unfortunately, at certain levels, yes. But I have to tell you this, you know, the unions are in a big part problem with that because of what they've done. Of course, the government's trade programs and that. But I'm telling you, a lot of the union members, not the union bosses or the unions themselves, the union members are waking up. And they understand that Trump understands how to create jobs and bring jobs back to this country. And I think that's a big thing in his favor. I really do.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Well, see, again, it's coming back to he talks to us. He gets down at the level, and not that he's, you know, some great mind or something, but he gets down at our level saying, look, I understand we need to bring the manufacturing jobs back. I understand we need to stimulate the economy again. I understand that we need to, you know, keep China from being able to sell product to us cheaper than we could buy our own product. The basic stuff he's putting out in front of us. And you know, you said earlier when we were talking offline that the you know, people are starting to wake up. I don't know if they're going to wake up fast enough. I really don't. People are in a bad position because depending on who they vote for, I've been saying this for years, you know, they walk into the ballot box with their government assistance of some kind in one hand and a ballot in the other. And depending on who they check off will depend on whether they keep getting help for their family. That's a tough place to be, isn't it?
Well, it is, and that's why I think Trump has to do a lot of what we did and I did when we were being attacked by the SEIU, because we went through the same, type of tactics with them. You know, they're out there trying to brainwash people with bad information, misinformation, you know, intimidation tactics and all that kind of stuff. And one of the things that we did is we really got out in front of people and explained to them what was truly going on, and what we did really works. And, we were able, and I'm talking about our employees, customers, vendors, you know, some of the press that would talk to me, and it made a difference. But we got out to them on their own turf. That's one thing I'd like to see Trump do a little bit more, is get out in front of people on their own turf. I mean, I know he likes to do these big conventions and that, but sometimes you just need to be in a city and people's neighborhoods or their church or things like that, and really let them get a feel for you.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, are you amazed, and I wouldn't go down this road, but are you surprised or amazed at how this guy can fill an auditorium? I'm just, you know, Hillary Clinton goes to an event or she has a rally of some kind, she might get 5,000 people there if they're picking up the people around the stadium that need to eat. But he packs these stadiums. I don't know how he's doing it.
Well, because I think people in America realize that America is going down the wrong path and people are tired of it. And I'm talking about people in the unions too. You know, one of the gals in my book, Miriam the Mighty, who's a member of the SEIU there in California, she is a big Trump supporter, and from emails that I've traded back and forth with her, she says that there's a lot of people in her local out there that are Trump supporters because they're tired of what the unions and this president and his administration are doing, and they're afraid of what's going on in this country. And I think the whole thing behind this is people aren't stupid. Okay,
let's hit that. Let's hit that on the other side of the break. We're both capitalists. I got to make some money here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. I'll be right back with David Bigo, my SEIU slayer, right after this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
You are the famous Elvis Man of Chicago.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Go ahead and head up to the website. You know, instead of listening on your smartphone, which I know is the thing to do today, it's just so weird for me, head up there and check out the station list. You can find out the times, the stations, the areas that we're on, and get informed. Be part of the conversation. Just don't sit in the room nodding your head and smiling, because we all know you don't know what you're talking about. So get informed, get engaged, and get involved. David Vigo joins me today. He's the president and CEO of Executive Management Services. Also, he's the author of The Devil at Our Doorstep. You got to grab the book. We have it in our Amazon bookstore. You can head over to thedevilatourdoorstep.com and grab it there as well. David, thanks for being with me today.
It's always a pleasure, Joe. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we were talking in the last segment about the union members finally, and I hope this is true. It's not that I don't believe you, but I hope this is true, because I think the union members for years have been getting screwed. There's no other way to put it. They've just been getting screwed. You and I both agree that there are some businesses, there are some owners that need to be overseen by a union type of thing, because they're not good guys. They're not good people. But for the most part, I think most business owners want to do right by their employees. Do you agree with me, with the guys that you've been dealing with?
Yeah. You know, I've said that a long time, and I'm not anti-union, because, you know, once the unions did great things and helped people in this country and that. But there's enough federal laws on that today that even the bad business owners have to, you know, kind of watch their step. But there's still businesses out there that just because of the way they act and they treat people and their attitudes, they deserve to be unionized. And, you know, it's a sad thing, though, with these bigger unions like the CIU and the AFL-CIO and United Auto Workers. These people are not out for the membership. These people are out for their own pockets and their own political agenda. And I think their members are waking up to that. And I think this could be a huge difference in this election. However, having said that, I think that Trump needs to wake up to this and what these unions are going to do with their ground game and their other programs to make him look bad and to defeat him. And I think he needs to wake up and get out in front of these people. I really do. Like I said, in their neighborhoods, their, you know, churches, a small town, whatever it may be,
right.
he needs to let them know that he's on their side.
Right. I agree with you. The Every year on Labor Day out here in Los Angeles, they have a parade. And the SEIU, you can tell, right? They've got the purple and gold shirts. So they got the purple T-shirts, gold writing, and what have you. And they are marching arm in arm with the Communist Party.
Yep.
You see a sea of red shirts, okay? You see a sea of the hammer and the sickle. And then you have people flying Che Guevara flags. And I'm saying to myself, my God, if you were looking at this and you didn't know it was a Labor Day parade and you were looking at the shirts and the flags or what have you, you would think this was a South American, not even a protest, but a South American parade or something, right?
Yeah, like Venezuela.
How that socialism working out for you down there, right? Bernie needs to move down there and help them get it straight because apparently he knows all about socialism and they don't, you know, because he thinks it's such a wonderful thing. But it tells you where their mindset is at. Okay, I mean, these guys aren't even pushing them to carry the American flag around.
No, they you know, and I've talked about this in my blogs and my book, and I associate the president with the SEIU very heavily, obviously, and the fact that the SEIU has marched in the streets of California, as you just mentioned, with the Communist Party, and people need to start connecting the dots and what's going on, and the fact that, you know, the communists years ago decided they couldn't beat this country with military might. That the only way they could do was to infiltrate us here in this country, you know, brainwash people, intimidate people, to move this country towards socialism. They would beat us internally. And that's what's going on, and people need to wake up. And that's kind of what my blog is about, that came out, yesterday, is that, you know, this administration and its supporters are trying to fundamentally destroy this country from within.
Yeah, and it was funny because originally early on when I started to do this show, I mean, my show is coming up on 8 years old. And originally when we started doing this and you know, we started to learn about Obama and how he was governing, a lot of people were saying that. He wants to destroy the country. I kept saying, he's probably just incompetent. He probably just doesn't get it. You know, he's a community organizer. And now the more and more I look at this, the more and more I see some of the moves he made. Look at his outrage, and I'm not sticking up for Trump, but look at his outrage yesterday, not at the shooter, not at what took place in Orlando. Who's he mad at? He's mad at Donald Trump and his rhetoric. He's mad at guns. Somebody even said, somebody close to him even said something about the gun manufacturer should be made to be responsible for this. I'm thinking, these people live on an alternate universe, don't they?
Well, not really. They really believe in this, and in my blog, which is very long, I'll warn you and other people that go in and to read it. It's very long, but it goes back to the old Clive and Piven, Clyde and Piven. okay.
Yes, I don't know about
paper. Paper, and you know, and that was written in the late 1960s. These were Columbia University husband and wife. Mm-hmm. And they basically wrote how you bring down America and its capitalism and replace it with socialism and communism, because that's what they believed in. And when you look at everything that's going on in this country, we're right on track. And, you know, I went back and I went through these realities because it's the same tactics that the labor bosses of the SEIU used against us. And in brainwashing people. But you look at where we're at in this country, and we have high national debt, okay? We have, 50 to 52% of people on entitlement welfare programs in this country now.
Yeah.
We have open borders, which people say, well, okay, what's that do? Well, that brings people over that are living off this country and this economy, which drives up our costs and puts our debt even higher. You know, our school systems, our entitlement programs, you name it, okay?
Yep.
They've tried to get Common Core through, nationalized education. They have Obamacare, nationalized health care, which was a cornerstone of Clive and Piven. Where are we at? When you look at all these things, we're right there, and we're close to having our economy implode, and I think that's president, that's what he wants to happen, is to implode the economy and take over. But let's step back a minute. That's tough to do when you have a nation that's armed, isn't it?
Yes, it's very hard to do. You're exactly right.
Okay, and that's where I come to with my blog based on what happened down in Orlando. Doesn't it seem very curious that this person, who, you know, from everything we're hearing, was supported by ISIS,
mm-hmm.
Went out and bought his guns from a legal gun dealer when he could go to the black market and buy these guns at a lot less cost and more of them. It doesn't make sense unless you're the president of the United States and you're somehow involved in this thing and you want the guy to do that so that he can get up in front of the national news and say, see, this is what's wrong with this country is guns. It's not the terrorists, it's guns. I mean, he wouldn't even say radical terrorism or Islam
yeah,
in his speeches. And but he would talk about the guns. And it makes no sense to me that this guy did this and bought these from a legal gun dealer. And I just, you know, you start putting the pieces together, connecting the dots, and you go, was there something else involved behind the scenes on this?
Well, you know, what's really funny is this. I'm with you up to one point here. We had him. We had him three times, maybe even four times. Why he was taken off a no-fly list, why he was not taken off a why he was taken off a hold list, the only reason that I'm being told by somebody from the inside of the FBI is that they have an edict. They have been told they are not to single out. They're not to do certain things to Muslims. Now, they can do it to any other person, any other American citizen here in the country, but they're supposed to be especially kind of sensitive and hands-off to the Muslim community. You know, I'm watching while we're talking. I've got the TVs on and the news flashes are coming across. And Clinton, Hillary Clinton is saying that we need to reach out more to the Muslim community, make them feel more welcome. And that's why this thing happened. It's really interesting. Nothing is ever their fault. Everything is our fault at this point in time. It's amazing.
Well, that's the way it is. But to your point, your point actually supports what I'm talking about, and I talk about this in there too, is why would somebody that's on the FBI watch list be allowed to buy guns? And again, and you just said it, an edict that they couldn't go after people like this. And this just sets the whole thing up to continue with this type of agenda to take the country down. We blame it on guns, and he goes out now and he takes tries to take guns away across the country, because, you know, and I say this in the blog.
Hey, hold that. Hold that thought. We got to go to a break.
Okay.
I'm Joe Mastin, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. More with David Bigo right after this.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Do you
ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Throw you a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there on the website. And listen, I want your email address. It's really simple. A little box, top right hand side. Put your email address in there. And every week I send out one email, tells you who's going to be on the show, topics we're going to be discussing, and that kind of thing. And get involved in the conversation. This is what you need to do. Seriously, I love you people that send me emails, and it's very obvious that you're misinformed or what's going on. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. When you send a guy like me an email like that, and you want me to take you seriously, and you're so far, it's like you've been living on Mars for the last 20 years. You got to get information so we can have an honest conversation and we can make changes. David Bigo joins me, President and CEO of Executive Management Services, and he's the author of The Devil at Our Doorstep, a book you have to get. You can find it up on our website at the Amazon bookstore, and we do have our own Amazon bookstore, or you can go over to the devil at our doorstep.com and find it there. Again, David, thanks for being with me today.
Again, thanks, Joe. I appreciate it.
Now, I know that we don't. Some of us don't like the way that Trump is putting things out there and the way he approaches certain things. But you think about something all the way back to what took place in Belgium. He has pretty much called these things. He's called these terrorist attacks out. He's basically told us what was going to happen if we didn't take measures to strengthen our security. And they have happened. He's got to be making the left crazy.
Well, he is, because, again, and I'm glad you brought up Belgium, is because the left wants these things to happen because, again, I believe they want to fundamentally change this country, and because they don't understand how to operate in a capitalistic free market society and be successful. They only know how to brainwash people and control people through intimidation tactics and try and make everybody the same, which socialism does. And if you remember right, when the Brussels attacks occurred, Obama came out and he basically shrugged it off. And he says, I've got a lot of things on my hand. I think he was playing golf that day. And I actually mentioned this in my blog this week, and I've got a picture of him on stage. He's got his suit and that on above, but below he's got his golf shorts on.
Yep.
And then you can see behind the curtain there's a golf cart sitting there. I think this tells the story is that, no, he doesn't care. He's got too much on his plate. Yeah, his plate is his own agenda. It's not the agenda for the American people. And he wants the support of ISIS and those people so that he can fundamentally bring down this country. And going back to Cloward and Piven, you know, their whole focus was, as you get to the country to this point, and feel like you can declare martial law, and we've talked about this, bring down the country and take over, and with a communist, socialist type of country, and, you know, insert yourself as a permanent dictator. And when you look at all the things, Joe, I mean, I know it's hard for people to understand, but for somebody that's been through this with the unions and how they do these things, it just, to me, it's just so obvious. And we've only got, 5 or 6 months to the election now, and you need to look at that and say, okay, they're going to be getting desperate, and desperate people do desperate things. And at the point, are they going to, you know, fundamentally try and change this country before the elections occur?
You know, David, what happens? I mean, when is a real hardcore American? I won't even go that far. When is a real hardcore human being going to step up and go, "Wow," who is part of this, and say, "This is wrong. This is just wrong." You know, I did a segment a year ago. I actually did a whole show around this a year ago, where in Florida, a programmer who was hired by the DNC to go in and actually create a program that would elect the person they want elected and then erase traces of it happening. And he said he didn't really realize what he was doing until he was almost done. And he said, "Wait a minute, this is wrong. I don't want to do this." He said he was led to believe that he was doing it so they could beef up security, when in reality they were using it for themselves. And
you just keep providing points for what I'm trying to tell the American people. I've seen this stuff. They did the same thing with my employees and my customers and vendors and the press. You know, they kept feeding them this stuff. You know, we're doing these things for the right reason. We're doing it for the American people, you know, for your the employees and for all this kind of stuff. And the truth is at the end of the day, this is all about them. And, you know, the guy, Andy Stern, that was president of the SEIU at the time, he's now gone. Where is he in America? You know, he left the SEIU. I think he was pushed out. But, you know, he went to work for a college in Washington, D.C. He only held that job for a year. Then he went to Columbia University, I believe, and was only there for a year and lost the job. What it tells you about these people is they don't know how to function in our society unless they use their own agenda.
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. I'll tell you the other thing I thought was really interesting. You've heard other people talk about this, but you and I, you know, you key in on the president yesterday when he was upset with Donald Trump. And again, I want to drive this point home for people. The rage and anger in his face, I don't think I've seen it yet since he's been president. But even when he was, you know, we can go all the way back to the day that the journalist was beheaded, and, you know, he came out in his golf clothes, couldn't even take 5 minutes to put a suit on. He came out in his golf clothes, you know, gave a quick short speech, went right back to the, to the golf field. I mean, everything was hunky-dory, and, you know, it's just the way the country goes. But when it came to Trump, see, I think Trump is hitting a nerve. I think Trump is making them nervous, you know, and he's turning people. He's got Dems voting for him. He's got people re-registering as Republicans so they could vote for him in primaries. I don't know. I believe the guy can make it in the general. I don't know. My crystal ball doesn't work. But I got to tell you something. I think that's what's outraging this president is that he can't – he's like trying to squeeze a bowl of Jell-O. He can't make a dent with this guy, you know?
Well, not only that, here's the other thing. And, again, this is the thing that as I went through this four-year battle at the SEIU that I learned is that you have to be willing to go out and confront these people and debate them openly.
Yep.
And because they do not like that. And when you expose them, you see what you saw with the president. They get frustrated. They get mad. And, you know, you keep doing it, and they crawl back under their rocks.
Yep.
And that's what we need. We have to confront these people. We have to expose what they're doing before they do destroy this country, because that's what it's all about. And we have, while we're doing it, we have to wake up the rest of the nation about what's truly going on. And we got to get people, as Trump says, make America great again and turn this country back around and be the country it used to be.
Oh, I listen, you know I'm on a school board in California, and I believe that one of the reasons that somebody didn't run against me is you got to know my personality. I've been on in forums. I've been, you know, and I do that. I do exactly that. There's no political correctness. You know, when you're trying to get on a school board to help children, when you're trying to do things the right way, you don't be politically correct. You let people know where you stand. You let people know what your opponent's been doing. Call them out. Make them answer for some of the things that they've done or continue to do. And we're afraid to do that because we're so politically correct. No, we have to be American correct. We have to be American right.
Well, that's right. And we've got to re-educate Americans. One of the problems we have in our schools and our colleges anymore is we have people teaching there. And again, this is part of the whole agenda over the years to bring down America from inside is that you have people in these positions that believe in socialism themselves. They've never held a job outside of the education atmosphere. They don't know what it takes to run a business and take care of people and pay people and be able to make enough money to stay in business and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, they gear these people all towards the socialistic thing. You need to be taken care of, you know, everybody needs to have the same things and all this kind of stuff. And we have to expose the young people in this country and the people who have been brainwashed over the years what's truly going on.
Well, David, I know you've seen those interviews with the young millennials who think that socialism is it's when you take care of other people, right? They have this mindset that actually what we're doing now under capitalism is actually a form of socialism, and it's not. I'm sorry, you may not like this either. I'm blaming parents for this. I'm saying, what are you doing with your kids? Are you talking to your kids about what they're learning at school? Are you part of their day-to-day, whatever it is that they're doing? I mean, I just don't understand it.
Well, I agree that, you know, the parents aren't as involved as they used to be. And if you think about it, as I grew up, a lot of my learning came from my parents. You know, that's how to go out and work hard and evaluate things and to disseminate, you know, between what's wrong and right and what's the truth and what's not the truth.
Yep.
And all those kind of things. And we need parents doing those type of things with their kids, but we also need teachers that, you know, have ethics and teach the right things and in the school system. And, you know, I think you have to understand this is a whole thing where this, you know, the far left, they want to take over, and they just look at this, you know, we'll just surround you with all these things and we'll keep filling your brains and we'll brainwash enough people. We'll achieve our goal of taking this country down.
Yeah. I go back to this stuff and I just say, people, just pay attention to what your kids are learning. You know, get involved in what they got going on at school. Don't just because you send them there, you think they're safe and everything's okay. Not necessarily. Anyway, hey, we got to get going. We're running out of time here. Tell people where they can get more information, read your blog, sign up for your blogs, that kind of stuff.
They can go to thedevilatourdoorstep.com, or they can go to thedevilatmydoorstop.wordpress.com and read it there also. And I hope they do, because my book isn't just about my fight with the unions. it really encompasses the things we're talking about today, the political agenda of the union bosses and the politicians in this country, and what is going on in their association with socialism and communism.
Well, David, thanks for being with me today. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.